The Osgood Files, sponsored by UBS, a global financial firm available in two locations, everywhere and right next to you. You and us. And by Hostway.com, your small business website hosting provider. This is Dave Ross, and for Charles Osgood. The surveys are clear. Americans are very well informed when it comes to food. Nearly 80% of Americans claim they check the labels on the groceries they buy. And then they eat what tastes good anyway. More after this from Charlie. According to a recent AP poll, Americans are excellent readers of nutrition labels. 65% of women and just over half the men check them before they buy. And even among young people, 18 to 29, 39%. And even among young people, 18 to 29, 39% check the calories first thing. However, 60% of the young folks say even if the label tells them they could do better, they buy it anyway. New York dietitian Kerry Glassman says people read the labels out of a sense of duty but don't really understand them. One problem is that calories are keyed to serving size, which can be very deceptive. I remember once buying a cookie, a single gourmet cookie. Oh, it was a good-looking gourmet cookie, and it seemed like an especially wise purchase when I saw that it carried a very reasonable 150 calories per serving. Sadly, it was only after I had finished the gourmet cookie that I noticed what else it said on the label. Number of servings per package, 3. Now, there was only one cookie in that package, but it was 3 servings. Basically, what the label was saying was that each bite was 150 calories. Do the math. That's lunch. One dang cookie. Ever buy one of those pathetic little bags of trail mix? Trail mix, the name, reeks of health. A modest 90 calories per serving. But you know how many servings are in that pathetic little bag? As many as 10. Which means if you're snacking on trail mix, you'd better darn well be on a mighty steep trail. Or you're going to be the mountain. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Wednesday, July 12, 2006.